This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. The owners of the Cleveland Browns are officially in the Major League Soccer business. Dee and Jimmy Haslam completed their purchase of the Columbus Crew this month. The deal saved the team from being relocated to Austin. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, this move is raising Haslam's profile.
Now there's always like, okay, Jimmy bought the Browns. You remember that. And of course, all kinds of problems followed. But this time when he stepped in to buy the Columbus Crew, he comes in with a very high-powered group of guys to save this franchise.
Yeah, Haslam has hired Tim Bezbachenko as his new team president. Bezbachenko is from Westerville, so right outside Columbus. And he was previously the general manager for Toronto's Major League Soccer team and led them to a title in 2017.
Right, so that's that. And I think even more importantly, Caleb Porter.
Caleb Porter is a name that if you follow University of Akron soccer, you know he's the one who led the Zips to the national title back in 2010. It's like 18 players that he coached went on to the Major League Soccer
draft. 6 years, yeah, and were picked in, and went into MLS soccer. And then Caleb went and coached in Portland and won the MLS title in 2015. So you look at the GM that came in, and you look at Caleb Porter, who isn't just a great soccer coach, but has, you know, the cachet and reputation around here to help. Because they're in the selling business. They got to sell some tickets here. Because the Columbus Crew, where did they rank in attendance last year in the Major League Soccer?
Dead last.
Dead last, even though they made the playoffs. And, you know, if you look at this, this is almost like a dream scenario, which you would want to do if you were buying this franchise to try and revive it.
You mentioned some of the problems that Jimmy Haslam had when he bought the Browns. What were some of those?
Well, first of all, there's a couple things going on. You know, he came in with Joe Banner, and they really didn't seem to have a big plan on how to get a coach. And I think Haslam thought it was going to be a lot easier than it was. I really do. This time around, I think actually the Crew will benefit from a lot of the mistakes that he made with the Browns early. Secondly, not long after he buys the Browns, you remember the Pilot Flying J scandal hit.
Yeah.
You know, the rebates and all that. While Jimmy was never implicated, I think 10 of his top executives got into some sort of trouble or other, and there was $94 million in fines and everything else. I know the Haslam family was always, you know, really hurt by that.
When I heard about this sale, the number one thing I thought was Jimmy Haslam and the Browns, he's been trying to really set up and expand the fan base and establish a following in Columbus by talking about moving Browns training camp there.
Yeah, exactly. And that still could happen. Don't put that on the back burner and just leave it there. That could happen with this because they're talking about a new stadium and everything else. You know, he wants a regional franchise.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. Plus, building a $230 million stadium in the Arena District of Columbus, bought the team reportedly for about $150 million.
A recharged Caleb Porter in his backyard with a new ownership and some, you know, some new money coming in with the strong GM. I mean, if you care about Columbus soccer at all, you got to be celebrating. If you're just a casual fan from a business/sports standpoint to see, all right, does Haslam pull this off? Because, you know, all of a sudden you look at he got the right GM with John Dorsey with the Browns. They began to turn it around. Now, will the Crew then also follow that? And, you know, of course, the Haslam's reputation can completely change. Jimmy Haslam wants to create a market for the Browns statewide, but I have to give the Haslams credit. I'm not a big soccer fan, but I was not happy when I heard the Crew might move to Austin. And I was very pleased when Haslam came in, and I thought, all right, let's see who he hires. And I think he hit a grand slam.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this all develops. This season starts March 2nd, so we'll see soon. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about what's next for the Indians' struggling bullpen with two big names on the way out.